Downtown Napa's riverfront today is vibrant with several storefronts, restaurants, and winery tasting rooms. But it wasn't always this way, says community activist Dorothy Salmon. The downtown area flooded frequently, and investment in downtown properties was waning.
The Napa River had been a dumping ground for many years, and the city of Napa in particular had turned its back to the river, and our goal was to reorient everyone to turn their face to the river.
The Napa River Flood Control Project was authorized by the Army Corps of Engineers in 1965, but it lacked local funding until 1998. That's when Salmon and more than 400 Napa citizens and businesses banded together to pass Measure A, a half-cent countywide sales tax to finance the project. Salmon says the coalition listened to everyone's concerns through a series of community meetings.
That's what made it work, listening to everyone and coming up with beautiful and, frankly, expensive, long-lasting living river projects.
So what exactly is a living river? Bernhard Cravette, president of Friends of the Napa River, says it's a type of flood control that works with the river rather than against it.
It's ecologically sensitive and it reactivates the floodplain.
But the natural flow of the river through downtown Napa is a bit peculiar. It bends back on itself, what's called an oxbow, and the momentum of the water wants to go straight over the river's banks when there's a lot of rain. So a big part of this flood control project is a bypass that allows the river to do just that. Other living river principles include restoring its natural habitat, says Napa County Flood Control and Water Conservation District engineer Philip Miller.
The lower portion is native plants that like to exist in the brackish water of the river. And at the higher end is lawn, turf, and other native vegetation.
Another part of the project was going back to Washington, D.C. every year to secure federal funding. Napa Mayor Jill Teckel was a stalwart at those meetings.
It takes a lot of time and energy, and you have to be able to competitively tell your story about why investing in our project is good.
The biggest part of the project, including river restoration and the bypass, was completed in 2015, clocking in at $500 million. But Mayor Teckel says it's already paying off.
So there was a lot of kind of give and take to get to this design that now has actually been a huge economic impetus because now people can invest and their properties aren't going to flood.
Last January, the bypass was activated for the first time, and Dorothy Salmon was there with hundreds of other residents.
And everyone was saying, it worked, it works, it works. I mean, it was one of the highlights of my life. Passing the measure, being a part of the team, helping to raise the money was a highlight in my life. But watching the floodgates close, knowing that downtown was safe, was absolutely breathtaking.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.